Out and about in Western agriculture. The documented connection between walnut scale and Botrytisfera means growers might want to treat scale populations more aggressively. Cooperative Extension Farm Advisor Danny Lytle says studies have shown that large-scale populations can increase the potential damage of Botrytisfera in walnuts. Although some scale populations called for growers to wait through some damage, Lytle says walnut growers might want to keep a closer eye on the pest.
The lab studies that showed that there was a greater risk of infection when scale is present is a lab study, so we were basically dousing those twigs with scale. On the field level, we really don't know what the increased risk of Botrytisfera infection is when scale are present. But because Botrytisfera is such a serious disease, we do think that scale probably needs to be kept an eye on and kept more in check than it has been previously.
And how have scale populations looked recently?
It's a little bit hard to say. We know that in general, scale has been increasing in orchards, but it's difficult to say from year to year if it's a bad scale year or not.
Lytle says growers should always be looking for Botrytisfera symptoms.
What a grower would be looking for are going to be blighted shoots or all of a sudden limb dieback. If they were to look at those limbs, they might see the fruiting spores and the fruiting bodies of the Botrytisfera. Peeling bark is also a symptom. On these dead branches, you'll often see peeling bark. So those might be some of the clues that Botrytisfera is present. And from there, these branches and things like that could actually be sent off to be tested to confirm the presence of Botrytisfera. As far as control, chemical control, we don't really know yet. Currently, we're recommending a mid-May, mid-June, mid-July spray, and that's based off of a lot of the research that's been done previously in pistachio. But those recommendations are liable to change in the future in walnut as we figure out more of when the most susceptible periods are for infection.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.